Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Saturday, the 20th of October, 1984. This, for the very first time, is Radio Mercury. Good morning, and I'm Ed Stewart, welcoming you to the very first transmission of the 48th station in the independent local radio network, Radio Mercury. Well, we're broadcasting on 103.6 FM stereo and 197 metres medium wave, that's 1521 kilohertz. From now on, every day, music, news, entertainment and information. We started with a national anthem, and those of you who are still standing, you can remain standing, please, because our second record had to be our own Radio Mercury anthem. This is a piece of music written by David Arnold and played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, only the very best, and it's a tune which we hope will become very familiar in the weeks and months to come. Now, we've recorded nearly 100 variations on this theme, jazz, country, funk, reggae and soul, and all the variations are because that our music policy here at Radio Mercury will include a wide variety of the whole music spectrum, as they say. But the emphasis is going to be on the familiar and the tuneful. But more of that later. I'd now like you to listen to a couple of words from our chairman. And welcome on this Saturday morning to you, sir, John Christian.
Thank you, Ed. Well, without any doubt at all, October the 20th, 1984, is a great day in the life of Surrey and West Sussex, because Radio Mercury is born. It is also a great day for those of us associated with the setting up of your new independent local radio service, which is now a reality after many years of hard work. Our headquarters are at Broadfield House, just outside Crawley. But we are not just a Crawley station, nor do we belong exclusively to Epsom, Purley, Haywards Heath, Horsham or Dorking. Radio Mercury belongs to Surrey and West Sussex at large. We intend to provide a focus for the many individual communities which make up the heart of the South, and to give this area a greater sense of unity. We are going to entertain, to amuse, to advise, to inform, to bring together, and tell you what's happening in your neighbourhood. On behalf of the board of directors, shareholders, management and staff here at Radio Mercury, I would like to welcome you to day one and hope that from now on the sound of Radio Mercury will become a regular part of your listening. We know that we cannot please all of the people all of the time, but we will endeavour to provide a well-balanced programme with a strong local flavour. And now I would like to introduce you to our Managing Director, John Amonier.
Thank you, John. A new radio station doesn't just happen overnight. And Radio Mercury is the result of many years of planning by a group of dedicated local people. We are the 48th station appointed by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, which also looks after independent television. The people in this area, therefore, have had to wait some time for their own local service, but we'd like to feel that the wait has been worth it. A team of broadcasters with many years' experience has been assembled, many drawn from existing radio stations. We have also created a number of career opportunities for those entering radio for the first time. Our brief from the IBA is to provide a comprehensive service of news, information, music and entertainment. Our programmes, therefore, will range from the Sunday afternoon top 30 to a programme of nostalgia from the 30s, 40s and 50s. Our schedule includes a jazz show and a slot for those who enjoy country and western music. But whatever the style of music, we will concentrate on the tuneful and the familiar. Throughout the day, there will be bulletins of world, national, and for the first time, local news. We have a daily phone-in, a spot for the under-fives, details of what's on in your local area, and comprehensive local weather and travel reports. Like all independent local radio stations, we receive no income from the license fee. Our lifeblood is advertising, and for the first time, we are able to offer local businesses a unique opportunity to benefit from this exciting and effective medium. As you listen to and enjoy our programmes, we would ask you to support the advertisers you hear, for it is they who make your own local radio station possible. I join with the chairman in hoping that Radio Mercury will become a regular part of your listening, but you haven't tuned in to listen to speeches, so I'd like to immediately hand you back to Ed Stewart.
Thank you, sir. Next, please. Island of the Airways. Well, I had to play something like that for our first record here on Radio Mercury, and being so near Gatwick Airport, pilot of the airways, I suppose. And talking about as she did on that record, please play our request. The very first one which came into the station to me personally came from Jackie Howard in West Street, Billingshurst in West Sussex, who says she picks us up loud and clear. Thanks, Jackie, and keep listening now. Shouting or no shouting? Stay at the top here on Radio Mercury. It's Saturday morning, it's our first day. Ed Stewart with you, broadcasting to Surrey and West Sussex and anywhere else you can hear us.
Aircheckdownloads.com.